Because we are now joined by our next guest, Councillor Patricia van der Ross, Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health, who put out a media statement earlier today responding to two attacks on community facilities. One of them was on Friday at the Mzamotle Clinic in Browns Farm, and then there was also an attack. The attack on the clinic in Philippi was on the 10th of June, and then on the 17th of June, there was an attack at the Nyanga Library. Patricia, good afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the invitation.
So, I mean, I look at the detail of both of these, and they both involve guns, they both involve robberies, And I mean, these are city facilities which are required to be open so that citizens can enter them and make use of the facilities that were offered. It's just, as you say, it's intolerable.
Yeah, it's so frustrating because you are rightfully saying that these are two facilities that our residents need. Patients need to go to the clinic. They need to go get their meds. And just the thought of these two gunmen that actually, or these two thugs that actually posed as patients in order to get into the clinic at Browns Farm, it really upsets me. And then even to think of the Nyanga Library, we have so many complaints of job seekers themselves that saying, we don't have a facility where we can do our thing, or we can't go and update our CV. We don't no longer have that hour that we can have free access to the internet so that we can do what we need to do to get job applications. So what do we tell the residents now? I mean, there's people that just has no regard for our residents.
And there's a limit to which you can secure community facilities which are run by the city. I mean, I suspect that you're looking at what you can and can't do and what you can and can't afford, but you don't want people accessing a clinic or a library to feel that they're trying to get into Fort Knox. It's so heavily guarded.
Exactly, and you don't want people that's coming in, especially coming into a library, that feel that they're going to enter a prison. So they have to be searched, they have to go through machines that detects if they've got metal or anything on them. It's unfair towards kids, it's unfair towards our patients that goes to our clinics. And the last thing you would want to do is, if somebody is really ill, to have to go through all that strenuous things in order to get into a clinic for help.
Yes, I look at the staff at the Nyanga Library. So, you know, their cell phones, cash they had with them, wallets, credit cards, I presume, that's all taken. And then there's the city stuff, the computers and the television, and so on, which is taken. And look, I know that this is a violent country and we're all kind of sort of hardened to the fact that violence happens around us a lot of the time, but it can't be easy for people knowing that at some point they will go back to work and that this might happen to them again. What kind of support does the city offer its employees who've been through something like this, Patricia?
Right now, the staff at both facilities are undergoing some trauma counseling. We need to get to a point where we need staff to actually go back to the facilities because the service needs to be rendered. But we also need to get to a point where we have to maybe approach our neighborhood watches or get more facility protection officers, maybe start a conversation with safety and security of how we can assist in these areas to try and beef up the security, but not to a point where it feels that patients and the residents that's going to, or our school kids that goes to the libraries are going to feel even more fearful. Because if you see vans and stuff parked out of a facility, you're not going to be likely to go into the facility in the first place.
Yeah, this is two attacks within a week, and we know that the ambulance services, for example, are regular points of attack, as it were, regular targets, and that has led to the declaration of red zones into which ambulances will not go unless they have a SAPS escort or a law enforcement escort. Is there an increasing rate of attacks on things like clinics and libraries? I mean, I think of the Madzananda Animal Clinic in Khayelitsha, which has been robbed. So it's not only city-owned facilities. Do you see an upward trend in these sorts of attacks?
These attacks have been coming on for a while. I mean, from our fiber cables that has been stolen at certain libraries in the south and the central areas to break-ins at our facilities itself with the theft of play equipment and stuff like that. And now I see the target has become the clinics. And it's really frustrating, but I do think that we need to, like I said, start that conversation with safety and security, but also our neighborhood watches. And I have mentioned it in the media release that there is somebody somewhere that knows who these people are. I just need or request from the public to please speak out, speak up, and let us know if you know who these thugs are.
And how would people do that? I mean, is there a particular sort of whistleblowing line or a crime stop line? If anybody is listening, look, I mean, if I don't think they're going to be persuaded by your call, because people generally don't report this sort of stuff,
yeah.
A, because they're not too fussed about what's been done and hope to share in the loot, and secondly, because they're scared. They don't believe that their names are not going to come out, and if their names do come out, they're scared that they are going to be targeted for retaliation.
But if they do,
yeah.
If they do have an idea of who it is, phone our 021-480-7700 number, and have them send the information to my office, and or easily I can give you my number if you can write it down and just repeat.
Now,
your number
is on the City of Cape Town website, and people can find it.
Yes, so that you can make contact with me, send me a WhatsApp. You will remain anonymous. We need to get to a point where we address this issue head on and make sure that our kids and our seniors, even when they go to the clinics or libraries, are safe. We need to get to that point.
We do indeed. Councillor Patricia van der Ross, thanks for talking to us. The Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health.